Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Ladies and gentlemen, comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. He's at RotoWire. He's Nick Whalen. You can follow him on Twitter at Whalen. Substitute the number one for the letter L. How you doing, Nick?
Doing well, guys. Just another great weekend in the sports calendar. We got some huge NBA this weekend. Obviously, we got the PGA ongoing. I do identify, by the way, with Tony Finau as a horrendous, horrendous putter. You can say the same thing about me every weekend as you can Tony Finau. So I just want to give some support to Tony.
That was very modern day of you, too, that you identify as a poor
player.
No,
you kind of golfers are annoying. Like, I'm the guy that's like, no, if it takes me less than 5 shots to get to the green, that's where I'm happy about.
Oh, you're excited.
The putting I don't care about.
How many times have you seen a pro golfer just be so upset with a shot of theirs, and you're like, if I could have done that, I would be so
right,
happy.
Yeah.
I would love to be 5 under at any point in my life.
That's right. Before we get to your NBA thoughts, this is fun with the NFL schedule, is that the notion of Survivor comes up as well. You have actually given this some thought for week one.
I have, man. I mean, I first of all, I'm a sucker for the schedule release. I know some people complain about the NFL just, you know, monopolizing the sports calendar. It's like, you know, we're in the midst of the NBA playoffs and all everybody's talking about is the schedule release. I love it. I mean, we already know the teams everybody's playing. Like, there really shouldn't be any surprises here. And yet it is kind of like Christmas morning, finding out when your team is going to be heading where. You got to, you know, start to get some action in, right? All the lines pop up right away over at the DK Sportsbook. And yeah, whether you're in Circa Million, as I will be again this coming season, or if you're playing Circa Survivor, now's the time to start grinding that research. You know, I do a confidence pool pick 'em league, you know, where you rank every game 1 through 16 each week. I'm already going through, you know, checking things out, doing some initial research. I think we have a few decent options if you're playing Circus Survivor, looking at week one. I think the most popular play, guys, is going to be Cincinnati at home against New England. That number is up to 8.5 now at DraftKings. That's on the rise even in the last 12 hours. I think that is by far going to be the most popular play. If you want to zag a little bit, you know, I think Seattle at home against what remains of the Denver Broncos could be an interesting play. I think there's a lot of positive momentum around Mike McDonald. I have no idea what Denver's going to be doing at quarterback. I think that's a team that will likely need, you know, a few weeks or even a couple of months to kind of hit its stride. I also like the Niners at home against the Jets. I know this Jets team will be a lot better with Aaron Rodgers, but you're still kind of starting fresh with Rodgers. He's coming off the Achilles. He really didn't get any reps with this team last season. I think that is a brutal, brutal spot for the Jets to have to go on the road to San Francisco in week one. And then the other one would be Tampa Bay. I'm still kind of making up my mind. Do I think Tampa Bay could carry over what it did last season? But I think they have a pretty soft landing in week one against the Commanders team that'll be starting a rookie quarterback.
How dare you, first of all, on that one.
How dare you?
I have not given it enough of a look yet. My instinct, though, is I don't want to burn the Bengals week one. I do not want to do that.
Well, you know what my first instinct was that? I found a teaser leg already. your obvious week one teaser, guys, is it's Packers up against the Eagles and Bengals down.
There it is.
I'm sure those numbers will still
exist.
Your
teaser of the week. The other issue with Circa Survivor is we have two Wednesday Christmas Day games. Wednesday. Let me repeat that. Yes. Wednesday. So you got the Chiefs at the Steelers, and you got the Ravens at the Texans. There's also a game the next day, Thursday, December 26th, which is on Amazon. Kelly, get ready. Mm-hmm. So that's the Seahawks at the Bears. Now, one would assume, and you know what they say about assuming, it makes you regret what you thought initially, I believe is the statement. Mm-hmm. One would assume that they will include all three of those games in the Christmas quarter.
They better,
right? Because if they don't, if they just Nick said they better. Because if they only keep it to the two Christmas games, can I make an outlandish statement? You ready for an outlandish statement? My buddy Tommy always goes, can I make an outlandish statement, Gil?
Yes, please.
He warns you in advance. I'm going to do that right now. If it's only the two Christmas games, I might consider not playing Survivor at all. How about that?
Wow. Mm.
Because I think you do get to I think you do get to a point where you don't want to be involved. Forget the money. You don't want to be involved in something emotionally for that long and know that there's this two-game nonsense.
Gamble.
Oh, complete nonsense.
Coin flip gamble.
And remember, God knows something could happen and it get postponed for whatever reason, right? And then you're down to one. You can't have that. So literally it's to the point where if you have it, it's fewer than three games. I wonder how many people will be like, I'm not even going to do it. I said consider, by the way.
I heard that part. Yeah,
consider not playing. All right, NBA, Nick, let's get to it. First of all, any observation on the Mavericks and the Thunder last night? I said earlier, this is a series I just cannot wrap my arms around at all. Like, it's on paper, it's the second best of the semifinal series. But it's like the one where, from a handicapping standpoint, I have no idea what I've been watching. And so the Mavericks win it, and they win it handily last night. They're headed back to Dallas to try to close out the Thunder in six. That is not until Saturday. The Mavs are favored by four. Let's start there. What is your thought on this series?
So I have been a Dallas bettor, guys, throughout this playoff run. And I had Mavs in six in this series. Now, we have a chance to of course, cash that on Saturday. But I'm with you, man. I've had a really tough grasp or a tough time getting a grasp on this series, specifically from a player prop perspective. I really thought this would be a series where Kyrie Irving would be able to feast. There'd be all this attention paid to Luka Doncic. And instead, you know, OKC has adopted this strategy of throwing hard double teams at Kyrie Irving, especially over the last three games in the series. And for the most part, you know, Kyrie has just kind of sat back and made the right basketball plays, right? I mean, he's got, what, 9, 11, and 12 points, I believe, over the last three games. He's just not really attacking those double teams with as much aggression as you'd expect from a guy like him who's comfortable, you know, making and taking tough shots. And, you know, it's led to Dallas relying more on their role players, which in round one did not go well. They could not identify a consistent third option whatsoever. But the combination of PJ Washington, Derrick Jones Jr., you know, Tim Hardaway has reemerged, you know, as a guy who they can depend on now off the bench. It's a dicey strategy, I think, over the course of a series to essentially kind of be okay with Kyrie Irving just taking a big step back as a scorer. And part of the reason this series was 2-2 going into last night, guys, was because Luka Doncic had not played like Luka. But when you get a 31-11-10 game with five threes from Luka Doncic, like we finally saw last night, that makes that strategy a lot more difficult to execute if you're OKC. So I wonder if we see a pivot on Saturday. Do they throw a different defensive strategy out there? Is this an opportunity to unlock Kyrie Irving? But I would love to take Kyrie over 20.5 points. I mean, his points prop, guys, is down like a full 5 points from where it was at the start of the series. But at the same time, there's just been so much game-to-game variance that I feel like I need to back away.
Yeah, Nick, I was the guy last night who did it. I shot for Kyrie 25+ because, like you're saying, like it's dropped so much. It's so tempting, but it might get unlocked after what Luka did last night. I watching him when he's hitting the step back threes. That's what was front rimming for about 2 weeks, and now that those are going in, watch out.
What's the opposite of a Steph Curry beautiful three? Is the Luka? I'm just gonna shot put this up there. Oh, look, it went in. Tonight, Nuggets T-Wolves game six back in Minnesota. Minnesota trying to stave off elimination. They're favored by 2.5. 205 is the total. What do you got here?
Guys, I'm back on Denver. And, you know, myself, like everybody else, is kind of flip-flopped two or three times in this series, right? I mean, when Denver goes down 0-2, you know, we start to write their obituary and start to coronate the Minnesota Timberwolves and start to look ahead and say, man, maybe they could beat the Boston Celtics. And now you fast forward a week, and we're right back to where we were at the start of this series, where everyone's back on the Denver Nuggets. I think Denver has a very good chance to close this series out tonight, even on the road. I have no idea if Mike Conley is going to be out there. I think even if he does push through to play, he's probably not going to be anywhere close to 100%. I mean, a veteran like Mike Conley, who at this point is kind of running out of opportunities to make a run to the NBA Finals, that guy's got to be very injured to miss a game in this spot. So I don't know that we see Conley out there tonight, and we saw how big that is for the Minnesota offense, just not really having any other options outside of Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns. So I'm on the Nuggets. In terms of props, I'm going with Anthony Edwards over 29.5 points. You can get that at +100. And I know Denver's done a good job on him defensively over these last couple of games. But even if you think Minnesota's losing tonight, it's hard to imagine Ant not going down swinging, right? I don't think he's going to settle for like an 18-point night in a do-or-die back against the wall game six. I don't know if we can depend on Karl Anthony Towns to provide decent secondary options for the Timberwolves. So I think this is an Anthony Edwards spot, even if you think Minnesota goes down. And I also like KCP over 1.5 threes at plus 130.
There you go. Very thorough. By the way, yes, no question. The Pacers going to force a game seven tomorrow night?
I think they do. I think they force a game seven and they lose in game seven.
And then they lose in game seven.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.